In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
There's little stopping the momentum and success Snapchat and parent company Snap Inc. is seeing right now. What's next? An IPO.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Snapchat's parent Snap Inc. has filed paperwork for an initial public offering. The popular messaging platform is valued at as much as $25 billion. This would act as one of the highest profile stock debuts as of late. In September, the company renamed itself Snap, hinting at its ambitious reach beyond Snapchat. Now perhaps we see this following through. While Snapchat has no official comment, let's get the very latest on what we do know. Joining us now is WSJ reporter with the CFO Journal, Maxwell Murphy. Welcome, Maxwell.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This wasn't necessarily a huge surprise, although some in the tech world weren't necessarily expecting this. So what do we know about how this came about?
Well, we know a few things. We know that 2016 is going to be the worst year for IPOs since the financial recession.
Right.
We also have found out that next year will probably be a waterfall of new IPOs and led probably by Snap. So it's good that there is a new crop of companies that can go public. I'm worried about Snap.
Are you really? Now, what are your concerns?
Well, my concerns are that their 2015 revenue was $59 million. Internal projections that were leaked from them say that they might do $300 to $350 million this year in revenue, and next year analysts are saying $500 to $1 billion. So if they get a $25 billion valuation, they will be trading at 25 times their revenue, and I am not sure what their business model is. I'm sure they have advertising somewhere, and even at 43 years old, I feel like I'm an old man because I don't really know what they do for money. I do know that they make really cool face scans and they can turn me into a dog.
Right,
that when
what
I
we
talk,
all use it for, right?
Yeah, when I talk, my tongue comes out, and that's really cool. But I don't really know what they're going to do for a living. And 25 times revenue, that's a really high multiple. And so I just really don't understand where they're getting $1 billion for their revenue next year. And I don't understand a 25x val.
Well, that was one thing that was in question, because there was some discrepancy about that valuation. Some had it at 20, some had it at 25. That kind of speaks to just the uncertainty here.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. My colleagues have written more about it than I have. And they also are younger and know more about what this company actually does than I do. But it was 25. Mm-hmm. And then just a month later, it was 20. And, you know, I just wrote a story. Because the IPO market has been so bad, companies are looking to alternatives. There is so much pent-up private equity capital that's out there that can trade with other PE, that can buy them out, that can do anything.
Right.
That it almost seems like don't go public if you don't have to. So I'm not really sure what is going on here. I mean, I don't mean that like to take away from myself, but I mean, I don't know why they would be trying to get a $25 billion. And the fact that now it's 20 to 25, mm-hmm. The thing you don't want, whether you're private or public, you don't want a down round, because what usually happens, whether you're going public or whether you're still private, if you do a down round, you then have to make your other investors whole with that down round.
Right. You know, like you said, this hasn't been the greatest year for IPOs. And there's thinking that this could breathe life into that market. Now, based on the discussion we just had, maybe not. But there's this thought that this tech sphere can get the ball rolling, perhaps. If not Snap, maybe, you know, tech is where it's at. What do you think about that?
Well, tech has really been, even since before the bubble in 2000 and after, tech is always the growth engine. And if they can all of a sudden pay dividends like a lot of tech companies are doing, that's great. So everybody is interested in tech. So I don't dispute that tech is the way to invest, whether it's 3D printing or anything or Tesla. Even if they all fail, if you get the right one, it'll be really right. But, you know, I don't understand, like, $17.5 billion was the pre-money valuation for Snap in March when they were still called Snapchat, I think. And now it's 25. And if it's lower than that, everybody's disappointed.
Right.
So I just don't understand why they would do this. But at the same time, if some people think that they are worth that much, even if the private equity capital is on the sidelines, that's a lot of money to pay to buy somebody out. So I think that whether it's their fault or somebody else's, I don't see the exit strategy that they're planning.
It'll be interesting to see how this does pan out. Well, thank you very much for your insight on this.
Of course.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Maxwell Murphy. For more information, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.